We're going to go to a heart of a footy issue, a grassroots issue. One of the great things, Tim, from the outside anyway, and we have a sometimes a bit of a myopic view of this, that we think it's great that AFL footy are giving players a chance to play.
Yep.
And that is through this extended transfer period and also the mid-year draft.
The sublist, yeah.
On the surface, it's fantastic, but there is always someone that is going to suffer, and that is the club that these players come from. And the most recent example is, of course, Sam Rowe, who, with the St Kilda Footy Club losing Roberton and losing
Carlisle,
needed a defender. Sam Rowe, on 99 games, has gone to East Doncaster, a great suburban footy club. It's a great, strong club. He set up. They're excited. They're building their club around him. And then the Saints say, we might have a piece of Sam Rowe. So they've dragged him out of East Doncaster on the eve of the season. And that's tough. We've got to think about that. And Mark Solonakis is the Doncaster East president. He joins us on the line. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Gary. How you going?
Yeah, really good to talk to you. I'm aware of the Doncaster East Footy Club. I know how strong it is in the community. You would have been thrilled with your signing of Sam Rowe. Tell us what sort of impact it's going to have, and more significantly, tell us the sort of conversation and dialogue you've had with both the AFL and the St Kilda Footy Club about losing your star recruit.
Loaded. No, look, we haven't, Gary, we haven't spoken to anyone just yet. Still, to be honest, still kind of absorbing the impact this is going to have. You know, like anything, you just want to go to business as usual. But obviously there's going to be impact.
So hang on, Mark, you're telling us that St Kilda haven't been in touch with you at all?
Not with myself, no. Well, no.
Or anyone from the AFL?
Not at this stage. I can understand, to be honest, Gary, that the AFL probably haven't put thought to this sort of a scenario. I don't know, a lot of these kids might have been coming out of the VFL, which I could understand, but I think there's might be some sort of teething problems.
Mm. Hey, Mark, he's a big signing. There's no doubt about that. Sam Rowe for your football club. So in a practicality sense, what has it done to your football club and your planning now?
Well, left a big hole. Sam told us pretty convincingly he was going to kick us 100 goals this year. So there's one hole. Mm. Having said that, he was going to be forward and we were comfortable he was going to contribute on field pretty significantly. That's now going to change. But look, we can cover that. We've got some other good footballers there we can cover. What will also impact, obviously, is the financial side. But having said that, I'd feel really comfortable talking to the AFL as a starting reference, to be honest, because it's one of those unforeseen things, I think, that they just probably need to get a better understanding of our situation and where we're at.
I reckon you'll be able to definitely do that. Yes, will you ask them for compensation, the AFL or St Kilda?
Look, I don't know what they've done when they've set this up, whether they've got some sort of avenue to have these discussions. Hence, I won't say reluctant. The conversations will obviously happen, but I don't know what processes they've got in place to deal with these exact situations. So I'm really hoping it's only been, although it feels like an eternity, but it's been under a week, I think, now. Mm. I don't think a phone call would be too far away or some sort of communication from the league or St Kilda.
If you were to ask for compensation, what would you be after, Mark?
Money, Gary. Yep. Probably. Yep. It's hard to, I don't want to sound greedy, mate.
No. Go high and then you negotiate your way down, though, Mark. That's how it works.
Well, yeah. Okay, in all seriousness, probably at 180,000, 190,000. I don't know. I don't know. The impact, hopefully we can measure it to a degree. What we do know is we had sponsors that were coming on specifically for Sam. Gate takings and so forth. You know, Favola played one game locally and helped raise 19 grand. Now, obviously, that's not the same. What I'm getting at is that these guys are great to watch and they do draw crowds. So, you know, 1,000 extra per game, who knows? It's just hard to quantify at this stage.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, mate, we appreciate you hopping on. Good luck in finding a replacement. Good luck for the season ahead. We'll keep a close eye on it.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much for the support, guys.